And so this girl, her name is Vanessa Chavez, and I'd like to introduce her to come and share with us. Amen. Okay. Oh, okay. Good morning. How is everyone doing? So today I was asked to talk about my testimony. Well, at first I used to think, oh, a testimony. I was like, only adults had testimonies, you know, since it's like a lifelong experience, you know, trials and everything. But then I realized I've also gone through stuff, you know. It might not be humongous things, but, you know, little by little, God works in your lives. You know, you don't have to have some big thing to happen. Every single day, you make your testimony by doing your actions and what you do. So my testimony, I guess I'm going to talk about mostly is my past year. During my past year, it was very hard, a lot of circumstances that came to me and to my family. One was death. I lost a lot of family members last year, and house situations, which were very hard to deal with. And, you know, when you're going through this, it's not like God prepares you or gives you a warning. It's like, oh, this is going to happen to you, so prepare yourself emotionally and spiritually for what's going to come. No, it just comes, and it's like, bam! It's like, whoa! And, you know, it's not like one little thing. It comes one after another, after another, and after another. And you're like, oh, my gosh, how do you deal with this? And it's like, what? And so what I learned is that you just have to put your trust in the Lord. Because, honestly, if it wasn't for God, I don't think I could have surpassed all those difficult times that I went through last year. You know, without God, I don't think I would be here today, because it was very hard for me to deal with it. And also, you know, to always persevere, you know, like during the moment, you don't know how to react and you don't know what to do. But as long as you know that God is with you and that God will take you out at the end, you know, He does everything for a purpose. And the word God, like the Bible says, you know, being a Christian isn't about having an easy life. It's not you're a Christian, so life is going to be easy and it's going to be simple. No, God gives you trials because He wants you to grow and mature. And in James 1:2-4, it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that it may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. And so, you know, God gives you this because He wants you to grow and be a better person and be closer to Him. And that's something that I learned. Also, it says in Isaiah 41:13, for I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. And for me, God was there during the whole thing. He helped me get out with my family because the situations we went through also were very hard for my family. And, you know, my parents are different in their own ways, so they take their pain differently. But I know that because of God, we were able to pass it all as one, as a family, and that the Lord has always been there. And so for all of you who might be going through stuff or, you know, just always know that God will be there and that God will always hold you and give you strength during the hardest times. And, yeah, that's my testimony.
Okay, so today I really want to talk about like this topic, and when Dr. first asked me, I wasn't sure because there was nothing going on in my life. It was just regular. But during discipleship, you talked to us again, and then I realized God just put in my heart just worrying. People worry all the time, and especially recently we've had exams in our school, and I've been worrying a lot. I've been staying up really late studying. It paid off, but it just was not good for my health. I've had a cold for like 3 weeks now. I don't know if it has something to do with that, but, you know. So, yeah. Okay. And so, yeah. So, yeah, worrying, I guess elderly people do it, young people do it, people of all ages, of all races, of all ethnicities, everyone does it. And yeah, and so can the church please turn to Matthew 6:25. Okay. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, and dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? The pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Okay, so out of this passage, I would like to highlight verse 27, which says, can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? So basically, worrying it's not going to problem solve anything. It's not going to get you anywhere. It's just going to waste your time. And you can either waste your time by worrying, or you can try to like problem solve your way. You know, ask God, seek, read the Bible, meditate on the Bible. And one thing people worry about every day is money. Money is such a delicate issue, and many people have money problems, and they're like, oh, what am I gonna feed my family tomorrow? How am I gonna buy clothes for my kids? How am I gonna, you know, it's such a big problem, and I feel like we need to just leave it to God, give it to God. And I know it's hard. I know it's very hard. And so, but we need to try our best to just give it to God, because God knows what he's doing. He has a will, and it will work out. And verse 33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So once we give it to God, God will give it back. God is going to provide our needs. God, I mean, you made it this far, so he's going to keep providing for you. And yeah. And so two examples in the Bible is, so in Exodus, we see how God appears to Moses as the burning bush. And when Moses was frightened, he was terrified. But when God revealed to him what his plan for Moses is, Moses was very hesitant. He began to worry. Like, one question was, who am I going to say? What if they ask me who sent me? Who am I going to say sent me? And the Lord says, I am sent you. So tell them. Yeah. And then Moses also said, what if they don't believe me? And God, he tried to reassure him again. He said, turn the staff to a snake, and he also said, you can turn the Nile to blood. Again, he began to worry. He's like, I don't have good articulation. I can't speak well. I have speech problems. But God was just, you know what? I'll send your brother Aaron with you. He'll meet you. And God provided all his needs. He seemed to have a solution to all of his excuses. And so, yeah. And then the second example is Jesus feeding the 5,000 at the Mount of Sinai. So when Jesus got off from the Sea of Galilee, he got to the mountainside, and it was him and his 12 disciples, but they saw a bunch of people coming towards them, and the 12 disciples were like, okay, it's getting towards dinner time, we don't know what to feed these people, it's a lot of people, we gotta send them, we don't have enough food. But miraculously, there's a boy who had like 5 fish and 2 loaves, and when God prayed over it, it began to multiply, and everyone had and more, like everyone was full, and they still had extra. And so that's a really good example. One analogy that I really like is, so, this water bottle. This water bottle is 16.9 fluid ounces. There was a psychologist, and she said, so if I carry this water bottle right now, it's 16.9 fluid ounces. If I carry it for 1 minute, it's not really going to make a difference. If I carry it for an hour, I'm going to feel a little ache in my arm. But if I carry it for a day, I'm going to start to feel numb. And soon, I'll be paralyzed. And so, this is our worries. If we keep holding on to it, if we don't hand it over to God, we're just adding troubles for our, yeah. Thank you. We need to give it to God. It's not good for ourselves. It's not good for our health. It's not good for our spiritual being, for our emotionally. It's not good for us. And it's just going to ruin our health. Okay, and another thing is, in today's society, there's a lot of issues going on that is just like, wow. Like, the Muslim ban is just, many people are very irritated with Donald Trump right now. They're very angry. They're very frustrated. And I can see, like, yes, I understand your pain, but you need to hand it over to God because God has a plan. God did not make Donald Trump president because it just happened. He made him president for a reason. And Pastor Dan always says, this country, God is going to work something in this country. Something big is going to happen, and God is preparing us for it. And we just need to pray that our faith grows and we do not shrink in faith. Faith doesn't shrink. And yeah. Okay, one last verse reference. Philippians 4:6. Says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Okay, so this verse, we need to give everything to God. We need to pray to God. Just hand it all over to God. Don't try to carry everything and the weight of the world on your shoulders. You can't do it. You can do things that are within your control. We are free human beings. God gave us the choice. We can do things within our control. We can choose to love someone. We can choose to pray for someone. But we need to do things that we can do. We can pray, but we can't change something that's out of our control. We have to hand it over to God. And Mr. Oliver, what you were saying this morning, it just really touched my heart. It's like, wow, God, he has a plan for your family. He has, for your wife especially. God has a plan for her. She's not going through this for no reason. And I will keep you guys in my prayers, and God's gonna, he has a plan. And, yeah, okay. And, yeah, that concludes my message. Okay, can we bow down? Okay. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for gathering us here today to worship and praise your name. And I thank you for the worship team and everyone who helped prepare this day. And I pray for all of us so that we may hand over all our worries to you, Lord, all our stress, all everything to you, Lord God. We believe that you have a plan for us, and let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And God, I pray for Mr. Oliver's faith. I pray that you will heal her, Lord, or whatever your will is to do in that family. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Okay, I would like to invite the worship team to come back, and I was just blessed by this whole service. People standing up and doing things they will never imagine themselves doing. I learned about love, putting our trust in God, and just giving it all to him and not worrying about it. And I just want to say thank you to all the kids who did something And you know, we're learning. This is like an opportunity that not a lot of kids have elsewhere. And we have this opportunity, so let's not take it for granted. And I'd like to thank everybody in the church who helped us prepare for this. Amen.
Amen.